And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
What you thinking? You think that you could be better off with somebody new? No, oh, oh, baby, no. You say you're leaving. Well, if you wanna leave, there ain't nobody stopping you. No, oh, oh, baby, no. I won't beg for your love. Won't say please. I won't fall to the ground.
All right, honestly is how I do it here, for the most part anyway. How you doing, everybody? You may have heard a delay in the beginning of the show today, because honestly, I couldn't believe I couldn't get here. It was just one of those outstandingly outrageous moments where the roads are closed and everybody was getting off. You know when you can't get past anybody, you're like, really? Anyway, thanks to Bob and I, we speak a special language, secret language. I'm like, my goodness. Anyway, happy to be here. Attitude, always bringing the attitude. And great guest coming up this next segment. Shortly here on the show, Mad Mischief. You know, I was thinking about the word mischief. I love the word mischief. I've always been one to cause what I call good commotion, if you will. Yeah, I'm a commotion causer. Always, people say, Debbie, you always got something going on. And I guess it's my sense of curiosity, my sort of playfulness, my desire to make others laugh all the time. And, you know, I like to have fun, if you will, you know, in between it all. So I went to look up the word mischief. Just haven't had a chance to read that word in a while, see what it really means. It says playful misbehavior or troublemaking, especially in children. You know, those mischievous kids. Make sure that Danny doesn't get into mischief. Synonyms are naughtiness. Oh, no, that's not me. Mm-hmm. Badness, bad behavior, misbehavior, mischievous, misconduct, misdemeanor, disobedience, pranks. Oh, maybe. Tricks, larks, capers, nonsense, roguery, devilry, funny business, and more. Let me tell you about a prank, real fun. Silly little prank. Just yesterday, I opened up my messenger on my Facebook. You know, people send private messages. And I didn't realize it was a prank. And did I laugh like heck? Oh, my God. Somebody sent this thing saying, CVS left a message about for you on my voicemail. And I'm like, what? And I was like really upset that CVS would have left a message. So I hit the button and it was just the most riotous joke. It was somebody yelling out all the inappropriate stuff that you don't want anybody to know you would buy in CVS if you had these problems. Anyway, to be continued on that, it's time to introduce you to my guest for this show today, my superstar guest. Love her. Did a lot of homework on this fabulous author. But she's really, what I love about Susan St. John, you're going to meet her in just a second, is how she got to be on my show today. She was a dynamic businesswoman, very successful VP at MCA Universal. She went on to become a securities broker, then an entrepreneur, and I guess she had enough lessons in life to figure out she should share them with somebody. Somebody called this book that she's getting all these awards for, Mad Mischief, One Woman's Adventure to the Edge of Her Own Sanity. So if anybody's ever been on the edge of their own sanity, you'll enjoy this. And it's an edgy novel of a woman's fight to overcome bullying, bipolar disorder, betrayal, all these crazy things that women are actually dealing with today. Hello, Susan St. John. Welcome to my show.
Hi. Thank you so much.
You know what I love about your pictures?
What's that?
It's just your swagger. You got swagger.
Oh, well, I've never been told that before, so that's an interesting adjective.
Yeah, and you're
in my collection.
You know what it is? Your pictures, and I went onto your Facebook page for Mad Mischief, make people want to know more about you. So you have sort of a knowing irreverence, if you will. So I'm intrigued to have this conversation with you.
My pleasure.
All right. So you go through life and you're a dynamic businesswoman and you have all these other things going on in your life. And then you take the moment to write a book that actually has been winning all kinds of awards. The New Apple Literary Contest, Best Psychological Suspense, the Spirited Woman Book Award, Santa Barbara Magazine's Beautiful Read Selection. You know, you really have gotten, you made some headway on your first book. How much of what's in this story about a woman who goes to Africa to sort of find herself comes from your real life experience?
Well, I didn't go to Africa to find myself, per se. I went because my then husband wanted to photograph the animals, and that was the impetus for going. But as far as my own life, as reflected in the book, it is fiction, but I was put on the wrong medication, which caused me to see everything through a psychotic lens, which is quite different than being normal.
So you remembered enough of the psychotic perspective to be able to write it into a story?
I did, because I had a journal, which also became the bane of my existence. Everybody kept telling me to put the journal down and observe, but I couldn't. It was just a compulsion that I had to write in this journal. And so I did keep a journal. And also, I went back to Africa 5 times after the safari to check on things like, well, I couldn't even read half my journal. My handwriting was so bad.
Oh, my gosh. But I love that about you, because a lot of people are like that. They're writing, and then go back and like, what?
Yeah, it's pretty much a mess.
You actually had to go back to Africa to see what the heck you wrote?
Well, no, I wanted to go back to Africa because I wanted to make certain that my descriptions of the animals and their behaviors was correct, and also the political intrigues in Africa, the political things I was writing about, which is not an inordinate amount of the book, but it nevertheless appears in the background here and there. So I just wanted to check my facts, because it's one thing to represent the main character as being psychotic and seeing things through a distorted lens, but you want the facts of Africa to be correct. At least I did.
Yeah, at least those have to be correct. You said then husband, and you refer in the book, and this is like one of those page turners. People are freaking out. They're like, oh, yes, you can't put this book down. It's like the doozy. You refer to as a guy who is, you know, kind of didn't treat women properly, or psych, you know, whatever you'd refer to him as not right. being your most favorite husband. Was that true?
Well, that would be true.
Yeah, I'm catching on. You know, a lot of women deal with men who don't treat them right and go through life like that. And I know that you put this in this all this stuff in this book for a reason. It was a long journey. I know that you're getting rave reviews. Very hard to get this kind of reaction to a book first time out. So you must be excited.
I'm very gratified that my decision to publish the book was ratified, because it took me quite a long time to write it and then to decide to self-publish, because I was one of those people who thought you had to have a publisher, but that's become so much less the case nowadays. It's so hard to get a publisher.
Yep.
And somebody, my entertainment attorney, finally convinced me that let's just self-publish this and get it out there, and that's what I did.
Wow, congratulations to you. I think a lot of people are going that direction, and
yeah.
You're proving that that's a valid way to go. So getting a book out, I mean, just to stand out from a crowd when you write anything, never mind a novel, is not simple. How'd you get all those literary awards? How did you present? I mean, what was the impetus for all of a sudden trending as you're doing?
Right. I don't remember which awards we had to actually submit
right.
The book to, and of course some of these you have to pay to enter.
Sure.
And then there was others where it just showed up that I got the award. So it is a process, and also I've done a lot of social media, and I think that helps to reach some of the judges.
You know, Susan, you have a gift for storytelling, obviously. What did you do at MCA Universal? You were a big sales girl there. What were you selling?
I was selling the elements of the recreation division, which is the studio tour, the amphitheater, tour mobile in Washington, D.C., and we operated the concession at Yosemite National Park, which was the hotels, the restaurants, transportation, et cetera.
Oh, my goodness. How many times have you been to Yosemite? I've never been there once.
Oh, I had to go quite a few times. It was probably 30.
Oh, I had so much fun. That was an interesting job. And then you got into what, securities? What were you doing there?
Well, I married somebody at the studio, and nepotism is frowned on, especially at the time it was frowned on. And so I decided to get into a securities business because I had always been interested in it. I had always done my own investing and what have you.
Smart.
And so that's how I did that. And then I went with my husband to Florida, and I couldn't practice securities in another state without getting relicensed. And it was Florida, so it was more or less a good old boys network. And so I decided to start my own company, which was called Synerco. And it was based on all the contacts I had and getting other companies, which I represented, into the front doors of contacts that I had, but they didn't.
Wow, that's so important. You know, a lot of people worked hard and have a lot of relationships and then don't know how to turn them into business. You sound like you figured that out.
I was able to. I made a lot of money my first year.
You should tell everybody how to do that, because I think, and that's something I'd like to learn how to do. I'm like, yeah, meet somebody, and they're like, oh, I went and made $1 billion. I'm like, that's not nice. We'll talk about that some other time. You said you are bipolar. Is that true or not true?
Yes, I am bipolar.
I'm very familiar with bipolar. You know, a lot of companies actually look for people who are bipolar to run them because, you know, they're such genius as part of the bipolar diagnosis.
Oh, yeah.
And I always call it, you know, I lost a brother to bipolar disorder complications, which we won't go into, but I understand bipolar very well. And my opinion, maybe you'll agree, I think there's a fine line between great genius and madness. And I like to joke around that I err on the side of, you know, the genius side, but who knows? I don't know how you feel about the diagnosis yourself.
I'd never heard it before. So when they first gave me the diagnosis, I thought it meant I like to travel a lot. One pole to the other. I was soon disabused of that. I do believe that probably the early success I had at such a young age, because I became a vice president of a major Fortune 500 company, and I was only 21 years old.
Yep. That's so, one of the signs, you know, you're like super, super beyond, you know, driven and talented.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess it was there all the time, but I didn't get diagnosed until I got many years later, until I got back from Africa.
Yeah, nobody even talked about this in years past, to be honest with you. Yeah. So the story was, it came out of your being on, like, medication for that and also, like, anti-malaria medication together, and you were, like, out of your mind over there? Was that kind of how it went?
Oh, yeah, completely out of my mind.
Yeah.
I was so out of my mind that fortunately two people in the States here in California realized what was going on and came to put a butterfly net on me, or God only knows what trouble I would have gotten into.
Oh, you're so interesting. I am so happy to have met you and presented you and your story of courage on this. It's actually a story of courage to write a novel, kind of taking from your own experiences. This is an unexpected, dazzling page-turner, a story of a woman who confronts and overcomes psychological warfare, which we all go through every day, and internal chaos. And it's real time and mind. And wow, this is a psychological thriller, great suspense novel, getting all kinds of incredible reviews and awards. Susan St. John, Mad Mischief. I put the whole story up on the Debbie Nigro Show Facebook page today. Please share it. Please get her book. Susan, you're an amazing guest. Let's stay in touch.
Okay. I'd love to, Debbie. Thank you.
Wonderful to meet you.
You too.
Okay, bye now. Yep, she's a standout, that's for sure. Okay, everybody, this is the Debbie Nigro Show. More to come after this.